Welcome to World Cup Report Worldwide, a podcast dedicated to worldwide events in the Blood Bowl community, with your hosts, Tim and Steve.
You are listening to World Cup Report Worldwide with your co-host Steve Kilowagi Campbell and me, Tim Vitamin T Lyons. We're here for episode 6, where we will be covering the Euro Bowl again, and this time going over squad construction.
Just roll up in that squad. What?
Right. You know it.
How's it going, Tim?
Oh, pretty great.
You just finished one of your tournaments, didn't you?
I did, the inaugural tournament of our tournament series. So
an actual really tournament series Iowa, one state.
Well, technically, we also have a Minnesota tournament that's coming on board. So.
Okay, well, that's...
And the different... Missouri guys asked me about maybe adding some, so we may be expanding.
Well, cool. Seems like maybe that's an idea the NAF should have, is like a... a series of events in a region that's geographically located, but I don't know.
Technically, they do.
Yeah, and you're just like, that one's not good enough. I'm going to do my own. And then everyone's like, oh, cool.
None of our states were in one, so one collapsed.
Well, I guess we could talk about the NAF president election, but we're not going because we're
you're bitter.
Not going to. No, I'm not bitter that Craig lost at all.
yeah.
Again, not getting into it because, well, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
There are ideas that we disagree with, yes.
Yeah, sure.
It
seems like many things that will be great as well, so we'll see how it goes.
Make him Oracle great again. and yes, it'll make Chance mad. Make Amorica great again, not Amoracle. In this case, it would be Amorica, but in other cases, it would be Amoracle. Anyways, Euro Bowl, I have officially decided not to go.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking about it. I was all geared up for it. And then I have a trip planned that I'm wanting to do next year to Sweden. And I'm thinking I'm going to tack the UK onto that as well. And just save my time up for that. And then also, Euro Bowl was the week. Couple weeks before Spike, and I've never been to Spike, so I think we're gonna go to the Spike Magazine Trophy Tournament. Spike.
That's in Western Canada, right?
Yeah.
Is it Vancouver?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. So I think I'm gonna drive fly into Seattle and then drive up because it's like a $300 difference, and it's a 3-hour drive.
Right. So, sure.
That's weird, but I'll take it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, maybe we can talk to them.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Point on here. So,
I mean, it is a major, and that's the thing is there's only four majors. We might as well hit them, Chaos Cup, Dungeon Bowl, and UKTC, not UKTC, UK Championship.
The NAF Championship.
NAF Championship.
Yeah.
And again, I apologize, Australia. You are also...
Yeah, they technically made Eucalyptus Bowl a major as well, right?
I think they made another one technically a major too, but I can't remember what it was. And I haven't looked closely enough, so that's bad on me. But in my head, the original four majors are, you know, from the fluff. Even though it is the NAF Championship, it used to be the Blood Bowl. So I want to hit the four... fluff majors at least.
Yes.
Not saying I don't want to go to Australia, but that's a lot farther.
And there's, you know, huge and amazing tournaments all over Europe that would be great to cover as well.
Absolutely.
Italy, France, Spain, they all have larger tournaments than the Spike, but
yeah.
They're not in the fluff the way it is, so I get why you like, you know, that draws your attention.
Also, I can go for a weekend and not 2 weeks, you know. That's a big difference.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's go ahead and get into Euro Bowl. As you stated, we are going to be discussing the rosters for the squad. So however you want to say that, like the creation, what teams you would take for your squad.
Right.
You want to give a quick breakdown of what the squad creation rules are?
Yeah, sure. So I guess, first of all, squads for Euro Bowl are 8-team squads. And for Euro Open, they're 4-team squads. So when you're constructing a squad, you have to have 8 different races. You can't have any repeats. But there's no rules about doing stuff from any certain tiers. You can have as many high-tier teams as you want. After that, each team gets 8 squad points in Euro Bowl or 4 squad points in Euro Open that they can use to purchase the blessings to give certain teams on their squad.
Yeah, we got 4, isn't it 4 blessings? Or
yeah, 4 blessings. And since you can only use each one twice at maximum, it is impossible. You will have to have some teams on your squad with no blessings.
Yeah, and for Euro Bowl, each blessing can be used maximum 2 times in each squad. And then Euro Open, it can be used a maximum of 1 time. So you can double up on the blessings on Euro Open just because you have 8 teams, but not on the same squad, not on the same team, obviously.
Right.
So,
and it'd almost be cool if you could do that.
But, yeah, so I just want to mention super too, team. Like if you got rid of the requirement that each race had to be a different race, do you think that would really change much? Like,
I don't know.
Let's say you couldn't double up on you couldn't double up on tier 1 or 2. Like,
well, then it wouldn't matter that much, probably.
We would probably see some halfling squads or goblin squads, stuff like that.
Sure.
I don't have a problem with that.
How could there not be a gob squad? It'd have to be.
Yeah, so like, maybe that's one of those things, like, in the future, maybe you allow that for the lowest tier. Because at that point, you're just playing for fun anyways. If they want to do a whole halfling team or a whole goblin squad or snotlings, whatever, go for it. Have fun.
Yeah. I mean, I do like seeing as many races represented as possible.
Yeah.
That is nice, but I mean, like you said, there would be 1 or 2 teams that might double up those low tier teams.
Yeah, and they're not going to be competitive. Just
like,
especially with these rules, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give a quick breakdown of the blessings again. We got Blessing of Hermes, which is 1 squad point. It gives you extra gold. So 1 or more skill points can be exchanged for gold at a ratio of 30k per squad point. Gold earned this way must not take team value above 1200k before adding skills. We got the Blessing of Artemis, which is also 1 point. It's skill stacking. By sacrificing 1 skill point from their Gift of Apollo total, I guess the other one's probably skill point too.
Yeah, it's skill point.
Skill point, squad point. Yeah. The coach can add a 2nd skill to players on their roster. The number of players with stacked skills is limited as follows. 1 skill stack for tier 1 and 2, 2 for 3 and 4, and 3 for 5 and 6. Primary cost 1 skill point, secondary cost 2 skill points. You want to do the other 2?
Sure, yep. Next up, we have Blessing of Ares, which allows... These are the 2 squad point blessings. This one costs 2 squad points. This allows you to purchase 1 star player for tiers 1 through 4 teams or up to 2 star players for tier 5 and 6 teams on your team. And it also costs skill points based off the cost of that star. Under 100k, you lose 1 skill point. Under 200k, you lose 2. Under 300, it's 3. And up to 399, it's 4. So... Lastly, and there's several, all the mega stars are exiled in Tartarus / banned, along with Estelle Leveneau, Dribble and Drool, and Vera Gulchewer, so none of those stars can be used, and Sydney Pie Whistle, I should say. The last blessing is Blessing of Athena. It also costs 2 squad points. This lets a coach spend 1 more skill point than their normal Gift of Apollo total allows, so... You just get a free additional skill point. It does come with a caveat, though, where you're not allowed to exceed in total 3 times on your entire roster any skills, including your built-in skills. So, say if, for example, you took this with the Dark Elf team and had four Blitzers and two Witch Elves, you could take no additional block, and you could only take one additional dodge.
That is such a weird caveat.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter for certain teams, and it makes this very dubious for others.
Like, what is it really trying to keep from happening? Just over-gluttony of block?
I don't know. I guess nobody has built-in guard, though, so... Yeah, it just must be block.
Is it really that big of game changer? I don't know.
I don't know.
It seems unnecessary to me.
I mean, all in all, a lot of the drawbacks in these squad point blessings, I think, personally, are unnecessary. You're paying the cost of using the squad point.
Yeah.
I don't know that you really need to be sacrificing skills to do these things, necessarily. I don't know. I mean, I guess it seemed to me like these blessings should be just making the teams unbalanced based off the blessings that you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, the way they have them written up, it will keep the teams more balanced. You know, a Spartan team with no package won't be that outclassed by these teams because they are paying additional costs for their packages.
Yeah. It's odd. Like, they probably have a reason for it. And we kind of understand it. I'm pretty sure if either one of us was running this tournament, we would not be doing it that way.
Yeah, but. I mean, if it were me, I guess I would have things cost different amounts of skills. Mm-hmm. We talked about this before.
Yeah, yeah.
Where maybe you gain or lose squad points based off the races you have on your team. And
we do love the concept. It's just kind of drives us a little batty.
And maybe they've nailed it. I mean, nobody knows. Nobody's really run this tournament.
Yeah.
I know people have run tournaments using these rules, but I there have probably been some online, but have there been any big, like, in-person team tournaments that have run these full rules yet?
I have no idea.
There probably have, but I haven't heard of any.
Yeah.
There's probably been, like, 8 in Europe that I just don't know about. But.
Yeah, it's been 1 month. Yeah. Why not?
Right.
So with all that taken into consideration, are we going to look at Euro Open or Euro Bowl first?
Well, I did a Euro Bowl. I did more work on that. I'll have to think why we're talking about that, about which of these I'd trim down to for Euro Open. So.
Hey, well, let's do Euro Bowl then. What 8 teams do you think would make a good squad?
Right. So I guess there's some to me that are pretty much I'd take for sure. And I mean, I would want on my team. And then there's maybe like the last few I'd try and fill in based off of teams that we had coaches who were good with and would like. So I would start with an Underworld squad for sure. I mean, they've just been the best performing team. I'd be hard pressed to leave them out. I would probably use an Ares squad point, 2 squad points on them just because I just didn't really have a lot of places I wanted to use that star on my other teams, and they're very good with stars. So I maybe Glart Smash Rip, maybe Ripper, Bulgrot. There's several stars you could take on an Underworld squad.
Yeah, and it does nothing but make them better.
Right, and they're fine without anything. You know, Spartan Underworld are playable. They can use almost any of these blessings other than the money.
And that's the thing, too, is with Underworld... a lot of teams, you lose quality if you take a star because you're giving up positionals, you're giving up some of your flexibility. Not the way with Underworld. It's like, here's your team and a star. Enjoy.
Right. Yeah, you're maybe giving up kind of extra rerolls you barely need, and you can just fit it in, or some extra bribes, that kind of thing.
Yeah, which you always enjoy, but for a star, who knows?
Next up, I would, moving to tier 2, I would have an Amazon team pretty much for certain. I think at tier 2, they're an amazing team.
Yeah.
Again, this is where I thought I would use one of my two Ares options on them, because they really have the capability of fitting in a star pretty easily with the low cost of their line women.
Mm-hmm.
I have Grom Brindle down here, but, you know, you could use Carla Von Kill instead, and there's a few others you could do too. So they've got a lot of good choices, and again, they're a team that could use a lot of these blessings and be fine and be good with none.
Yeah.
I also feel like orcs at tier two is a huge value. They're frequently tier one teams in most tournaments, so they're like a shoe in for me.
I think it feels to me, and I could be completely wrong, feels to me like they have gained in popularity and in winning since there's less throwing. Like, yes, with the new rules, right, it's like we kind of hurt the elves with throwing, so now we're going to more prioritize the running with, you know, getting the ball and going down the pitch and all that, and the orcs don't get burned as much as they used to by elves.
Right, and the other thing that changed is there's no more Claw Mighty Blow stacking, so their high armor really is much more relevant than in the past, too.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought about that.
And even if people were only just ending up with Claw, like, people just take less Claw now because you can't do that combo. So, I don't, to me, that, like, those two things, the passing changes and the Claw Mighty Blow changes, really make, I mean, like, even though orcs technically are worse with all the animosity now, though, they also have the five moving black orcs, and that's awesome. I mean, it makes the team so much faster.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, I think they're great. I'd probably do an Artemis blessing on these guys, and then you'd still have six skills, but you could maybe stack a tackle Mighty Blow Blitzer or a Block Guard on one of your black orcs or something.
Okay.
I think they're a good team for stacking. They can play without any blessings for sure, though.
Yeah.
I really like Skaven here. They were great at World Cup. They have all the advantages they have from those rules, plus 10K more that exactly lets them fit in an even better roster.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you kind of, these are a team that maybe should be on the edge of what you're picking, because you really need somebody who's good with Skaven, understands how one turn touchdowns work, and can keep them alive. And also kind of leverage their injury capability that they can met out to other teams. Yeah. So,
did you have anybody do or try a one turn touchdown at World Cup on you?
No. I had planned to do that quite a bit, but I only was able to attempt it really once just because of the way how things went.
Yeah. So, I had someone do it to me, but that was with a halfling and throwing a tree, so that doesn't really count. But
I did
not
have
the chain pushing stuff. Yeah,
turn on me. Yeah.
Always something to be worried about, though, especially against Skaven.
Yes, they're so good with that now, with the multiple rerolls a turn. It's pretty reliable actually, with the Juggernaut Rat Ogre and multiple rerolls. I mean, you should be able to do it most of the time, even if people set up pretty well.
Yeah, like you said, that. Using multiple rerolls is such a different meta now.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, just big, like, splash plays like that are so much more doable than they were in the past.
But I want to make it clear, I don't want to change it because it's official GW rules. It should stay.
Right. Even if I say preferred the old rule, I mean, I don't think the new rule is, like, untenable. It's fine.
It's fine. It's just different. That's how it works.
That's my opinion anyway.
Yeah.
But I feel like Skaven are a team that I would almost surely have on my squad unless just somehow amongst the eight of us, nobody was good with Skaven.
Yeah.
Wood Elves, similarly, I feel like I would have in my team. I mean, normally you never see Wood Elves outside Tier 1. They're very good at Tier 1, and here they'd have an extra skill.
Can't go wrong with
that. And 10K more, so pretty nice. I don't know that this is correct, but this is one team where I would consider, like I said last time, doing a Hermes build. It just looked good to me. That extra money really lets you fit everything in that you could realistically expect to fit in with the Wood Elf team. And you still have six skills like you normally would if you were a Tier 1 team.
Interesting.
And since they're, near the top, a Tier 2 team, you get the whole 30K, which is a lot of what makes this blessing not interesting, is you just can't fit in the extra money since they're not allowed to go above 1.2 million.
Mm-hmm. No, I could definitely see that. That's actually a good choice.
But it lets you fit in three catchers, a thrower, two, so you can have a leader, tree man, war dancer, 12 players, two rostered rerolls. I mean,
jeez, yeah.
Pretty much everything I would want. and you're just short of being able to have 11 players with an apothecary instead this way. So the thing it really lets you add is either the third catcher or the thrower. Okay. Do you have to have those things? No. But they're sure nice.
Yeah, definitely on a good team. Making it better is never a bad thing.
Yeah, and they're a team who could, you know, be fine with an extra skill, or even stacking skills would be good. But
or just nothing.
Or just nothing.
Because someone's going to have to
seven
go.
Seven skill wood elves.
Yeah.
Again, great with the one-turn touchdowns. You easily fit in the grab tree man and a sidestep catcher here if you're just taking the extra skill. You know, it lets you fit those in easier. And that just those two things make one-turn touchdowns pretty easy.
Yeah.
From tier three, I definitely would want Necro on my team. They're one of, they just seem like the most under-tiered team on the entire list to me. And being at this point lets them get over all of their problems they had at World Cup where they were still pretty good, where you can fit in a good build.
And
you don't have to have no players or no rerolls. You can take both if you want.
Yeah, and it's always been a reliable team, and there's a lot of coaches out there who really, really know how to play them. So.
Yes. I don't think they need any blessing, but there's several you could take if you take the money blessing here. If you weren't giving up a skill, I might actually do it, because it really it lets you have all the skill players, 12 players, and 3 rerolls. So just giving up a skill to do that, I'd almost rather just have the skill.
Yeah, I guess that's one of those things that you could build the team and then look. But again, you're going to have some that don't have the blessings. So
yes,
that's a solid one.
Yeah, to me, I think they work well without one. So I don't feel like I'd have to have one. So then I kind of hit the point where those are the teams that I would want in my squad pretty much for sure. You know, maybe losing Wood Elves or Skaven if we only had one player who liked those kind of teams.
Yeah.
After that, I would almost for certain want to add Dark Elves. They're just so solid, and you don't need to put a blessing on them here at all.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I probably wouldn't, because you only get 6 skills, so I hate giving one up to do anything. And the one that gives you extra skills doesn't work great for them, like we discussed before.
Yeah. But no, definitely solid team. And it's one of those things that they will do everything that you need done. Need to get the ball?
Right.
Get it. Need to hit people? Hit them. Need to throw the ball at the last-ditch effort? Go for it. Still elves.
Yeah, it's really kind of sad that, like, Elf Union and High Elves are 2 tiers below them, get extra skills and a lot of extra money, and Dark Elves just still probably have more.
Yeah. They're just that much better.
Yeah, they just start out that much better. So I would probably include them. They're a great team. Then it's really like kind of the next teams would be ones where you really have to have a player who knows how to play these teams, and then I think they could both be great. And that would be Vampires, of course. New Vampires are excellent. They might be massively under-tiered at Tier 3. They might be the best team, but I think you really need to know what you're doing with Vampires for them to be good.
Yeah.
So I guess I wouldn't put them as a surefire inclusion for me, only because if you didn't have a quality Vampire coach, they still have a lot of the problems they have in the past. Just not quite as bad, but they can just completely fall apart and lose games they shouldn't lose.
Yeah, but the fact that Vampires stay on the pitch now is a huge difference.
Yes. Huge difference.
You might still bite your people. You might still lose some people, but you're not losing your great pieces off the pitch. Mm-hmm. So that...
Yeah, you can just take a turnover instead.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that is 8 teams, so is there one that is on the cusp?
Yes, my cusp team is Slan. And I feel like Vampires, you should try and find a way to fit in. And if you don't have anybody who's good at playing them, you should just start practicing and play them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Slan is definitely a team where if you have a great Slan player, I would figure out one of the other teams to drop to fit them in, because I really like their build. I think they get a ton in this tournament. And they're a team people aren't ready for a lot of times.
Yes.
I would play them for sure if you had a good Slan player.
Yeah, and I've played them before, and I'm not a good Slan player. I mean, I just want to take too many chances. I roll too many dice. You need a lot of rerolls. You need a lot of luck, or you just need to be self-contained that you're not going to force it. You know, yeah, you can jump completely over the other person's line. Doesn't mean you should.
Yeah. Yeah, even if you have a shot on the ball, doesn't mean to take it every time by any means. I mean, you have to be doing that when it makes sense. Otherwise, your whole team will get killed. That's always Slan's biggest Achilles heel, is having that turnover with four, you know, six guys based, and they all just get taken out of the match.
Yep. Definitely solid. And like you said, with a lot of these, they can go naked. They don't need the blessings. Blessings will help anybody, but I think really Underworld's the only one that I would really want to force to take a blessing. And maybe Amazon's, just because, you know, the stars are so good now that putting them on those rosters just makes it have a really good star with a really good team backing them up. Now, you're not going to get the greatest stars in the world because they're gone, but you can still get really good ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what about your open?
Yeah, so for your open, it's kind of a whole other deal because, I mean, I might play that tournament completely differently. You know, I'd just be a lot more open to playing more experimental things, more teams that I thought were really interesting and fun, and not just, you know, the top things that I possibly pick. I guess if I were putting together a Euro Open squad, I would probably have Underworld on it.
Yeah.
I think I would have Amazons too, and likely Necro for me. And then that last spot is hard to fill. There's a lot of great teams for it. It would probably come down to what coaches we had. You know, Vampire's amazing. You know, maybe a team you can't go without. Orcs are so solid at tier two, just like Wood Elves. Mm-hmm. And Skaven are great at this build. So, you know, I'd do one of those. I guess if you got to pin me down, I'll just say Orcs, because otherwise I don't have any like tough teams here. You know, everybody's kind of squishy.
That's true. So,
and Necro aren't, I suppose.
I guess if we did the meta, you're going to be facing stunty teams at some point, because despite... We did have Stymie write in, let us know that he disagrees with our opinion on stunties. What do you think about what he said? Or if you want to recap it for everybody?
I think it's quite true. He was very keen on some halfling builds that we've definitely derided stunties, said they're unplayable in these rules, basically. And that is going too far. I mean, they're not unplayable, especially if you use the two squad points on a stunty team to give it star players. Then... even with the stars they have access to here, that moves them into the realm of some of the other teams. You know, they would be at least a middling team and maybe higher than that with those two squad points. Because they have unlimited doubles available to them, which makes a big difference versus, say, like what they could do in World Cup.
Yeah. So I think our problem is lipstick on a pig type of thing. It's like... yeah, you can give them points and give them stars, but is that really going to make them a good enough team to replace something else?
Yeah, I mean, the replacement cost is kind of the issue for me, I guess. Like, if I could get any stars, then I think it would be worth it, potentially, to play these stunning teams and get into the mega stars. Even if Varagulchur was available, there's probably rosters I'd think about it. But... And I guess we didn't even talk about what the roster was. It's basically the fact they can use two star players and also unlimited doubles. So have, say, two block or a block and a pro tree. Fit in Carla Von Kill probably with Rumbelow Sheepskin. Maybe Mighty Zug instead. That's good, certainly. And that's competitive. It'd be competitive with all of the good teams.
That's fair.
But it's just like you're investing two of your squad points in that. And they're still stunties, and you're not getting the absolute top tier stars that really catapult them onto the levels of the best teams. So it sounds like the kind of thing I would be very keen to potentially play in Euro Open. And that, like I was saying, it's just sort of a different thing. Like, that sounds really fun and it could be successful. So I would totally play that in Euro Open, and one might even do well.
Yeah. I can definitely see
Euro
that.
Bowl, I don't know. I doubt there'll be more than one or two stunty teams in the entirety of Euro Bowl.
I'd say we could make a bet, but I'm not going to bet against that. Well, you've got
are
seven
you going
other
under or over on 1.5, Steve?
No, I mean, we've got you have seven other people on your squad who want to win for their country. You're probably not taking halflings or snotlings or goblins. Maybe,
unless just one of your eight coaches is amazing with those teams,
right?
Which there are those people.
Yeah,
then they are playable enough if you invest the squad points in them that you could do that.
See, I think if I somehow had a choice of like the four squads that I would take to your open, where I take the Dark Elves, I take Necro, I take Vampires, and I would take some type of evil version of, you know, Slaan or Skaven. Like, I'd have to evil them up to make like a dark team, dark squad.
Team evil?
Yeah. Like, instead of Slaan, they're all evil wizards that are popping in and out.
Sure.
But that's just more of a thematic choice on my end. I guess Underworld's kind of evil. Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Overall, I think those are solid choices. I'm sure other people are going to have disagreements. Feel free to write in. Let us know. We're always happy to take stuff into consideration. And we don't really know what the hell we're talking about. No.
And really, I think they did a really good job in these rules in the sense that I feel like there's a lot of teams that are playable.
Yeah.
Even beyond the ones we mentioned, there's many that you could take and do well with. There's hardly any teams here that don't look like they're worth using at all.
That's fair. And ultimately, as you stated many times, it comes down to the coach.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to give an average coach an Amazon team and expect them to do amazing. But if you have someone who's an amazing Amazon coach, that's going to be very good for you because, awesome, they're a good team. But, you know, average person with Slaan, not going to go well.
Yes, yeah. In some teams, that is more true than others. Mm-hmm. Like Slaan's a great example. Like, that is a team that, at least to me, it requires a high degree of skill with the team for it to be effective.
Yeah. Well, anything else to mention before we wrap this up?
Geez, no. I don't think I got anything yet at this point.
Yeah, there's too many good choices for teams for us to even expect that the top team's going to have, you know, half these. We thought we knew what World Cup was going to have, and we were wrong, so it'll be interesting to see, and once the event happens, we'll be sure to come back and go over the results and look at stuff, and if there's anything about this event between now and then, we'll be happy to discuss it. We don't have anything currently lined up for next time, but we are going to be hoping to speak to people running all the four Fluff Majors, hopefully. Try to get to talk to Luft, who's also running Chaos Cup, but have him talk about the GW series of events here in America, because they're back this year, and he runs those. And it's GW. It's rare that they're doing it, so kind of want to get a little bit of exposure. Plenty of other tournaments
absolutely.
Out there. Bug us, please. Email us. Tell us you want to be on and when your event is, because we have people we want to talk to. We've got to try to schedule stuff, and the more time we have, the easier it is. We're both pretty easygoing when it comes to scheduling, but as things go, it gets harder and harder. But that's my little rant. So I don't have anything else. I guess if you don't, let's wrap this up and give you the last word.
Yeah, I don't know. Word. I don't got nothing.
Word to your mother. Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Worldwide. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WCReportBB. You can email us at worldcupreportworldwide@gmail.com or at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.